Welcome back to Full Circle with Sean. I'm Sean. I'm your host today. And as we are continuing on with the early struggles and the start in Australia. So I moved to Dallas, Victoria, which was once the roughest neighborhood in all of Australia. Still wasn't not rough. Let's just put it that way. But it was affordable. Housing was affordable and everything. So I'm trying to find a job. And I either got, sorry, you're overqualified, or you're lacking Australian experience, which is quite funny because I worked on a multi-country contract overseas. But I just couldn't get a job. So I decided, and the wife decided with me, that we would put a sign outside the house that said, we fix computers. So, and then open the garage. And that's what we did, a big rusty steel garage and a sign out front that said, I fix computers. That's where I started, and people would come, which is surprising to me. People would come and I'd fix up their computers, their phones, stuff like that, and all while dealing with these large huntsman spiders. So the garage was just full of huntsmen, and yeah, do a Google, have a check. It's they're big, they're nasty, and they're not very fun. So yeah, built that into where I started getting contracts, so business contracts, and you know, retainers, so say $500 a month, and I would give them X amount of hours, and always gave them more. So started that, grew that to a point where I had enough extra cash that the wife and I ordered thousands of postcards on Vistaprint, and we sat around in that pretty rundown house on the floor, wooden floor, and just hand addressed everything with the yellow pages. Every business we thought would benefit, and almost every business really in Melbourne. And yeah, we sent those out, and we got one contact from a company called Total Trade Management. Owner's name's Adam. Amazing company. And yeah, they started doing their IT, and he ended up renting me my first office outside the house in the back of his warehouse. So they do construction and plumbing. So they also own Essendon Plumbing Services. And formed a relationship with them. It was funny because a lot of times, you know, how business is, I'd be paid late or I wouldn't have the work and I'd be late on rent. And he just, that's fine, man, whenever you get a chance. And yeah, it was great. It was a great first experience for me, getting into the market, having a place, and growing it from there. So grew that into quite a client base where I started doing software. So websites and higher end software and apps. And what happened was I got so much work in software that I didn't have time for the IT work anymore. So I had been contracting a friend, somebody I met locally, and he was spinning up his own IT company, and he started taking my clients. So I started just handing them over to him, and no reward, just here you go, make sure they're taken care of. And he did. And he still has quite a bit of those clients today. And so I went solely software, transitioned completely to software, and built that up. And then my sister-in-law, who was living with us at the time, she ended up getting married to a guy named Sam. And Sam was in the States. So Sam came over to Australia. She'd been over multiple times. And he came over and had the same problem as me, having a hard time finding a job. So they offered him to go to Sydney. His brother is in Sydney, and work for him. And I said, nah, you know, I've always wanted to start a research lab. Why don't you head it up for me? And lo and behold, the research part of the company was born. And he had that up for quite some time. I got some really cool stories about that, which we will talk about in later episodes. And he headed up that the R&D company, and it started to grow, and the software company was growing. And then we had our own products in the R&D firm, so it split off into a company, which is now called UAM Tech. And it's still growing. Sam is a jack of all trades, so he does lots of stuff there now. And yeah, so COVID hit, and all of the companies that I had in the software company, so all of my clients, they pulled out. They stopped works, everything. Let's focus on, we don't know what's going to happen, right? And I was leveraged. So I had a lot of people, because we had a lot of work, we were growing, and it just crashed. Absolutely crashed. And I wasn't sure that the R&D company would survive it either. I'm not really sure how it survived, actually, and I'll tell you more stories about that another time. But yeah, the software company crashed and I paid off almost everything, but it had to go. And then I was trying to rebuild the R&D company, and it had a submarine. We built it. It worked. Had a small submarine. It was about 1.3 meters long, and it worked. So we were, it was just myself and Sam. Everybody else had to be let go. So we went and we were looking for a small tunnel because we wanted a tunnel, put it in the factory where the submarine was, and prove that it worked. And so we found a tunnel on Gumtree from a construction company that had a job that had some extra sections. And we went over to look at it. Well, Sam went over to look at it. And he was talking to one of the directors. And he said, well, what do you do? And he said, well, I'll come over and have a look. So he came over and have a look. And he said, I got to bring the other director. So I ended up bringing the other director over. And the other director looked at me and said, who funds you? And I said, nobody. I haven't found anybody that'll give us any funds. And he said, no, I'm asking because I want to. And yeah, so he gave us funding that I was able to bring everybody back that worked for the research lab, and everybody came back. And we've grown that. So we have multiple technologies now, and we are growing internationally. So really, really exciting stuff. But through the midst of all of that, I did have some other software ventures that were going on. And that's, I sunk a lot of money into that. The people that were involved did not have my best interest at heart, and they now have them. And it was pretty tough learning. And I'll go over those stories and what happened and how I reflected on those as well. Because at the end of the day, it is how we reflect on these things that come up. It's how we learn from these things. And it's how we don't make those mistakes again. It's funny because I've been told 100 times, don't do work based on a promise, right? Don't spin up things based on a promise. And that's true, but it's also not true. Sometimes you have to weigh those up, weigh those risks up, and determine if it doesn't happen, is it still beneficial? Or is it okay to not do it and not have that opportunity? So those are some of the things that we will talk about later as well, because I don't completely agree with everybody when they say, don't do things on a promise. You know, there's a whole bunch of things that all these startup people or business people say that it might not be so relevant based on your own circumstance, your own situation. You just have to be willing to fail. If you take the punt and you fail, that's why they call it a risk, right? So you just got to be willing to take the risk. And what's an acceptable risk? And I think that's what sets entrepreneurs apart from the general civilians, is what kind of risk are we willing to take? And if you know me, sometimes I take a bit too much risk, but that's who I am as a person, as an entrepreneur, in business, in my personal life. I mean, I'm a bit more of a risk taker than a lot of people, but I have learned over the years how to better filter out those risks and not be so frugal with money. And yeah, so a lot of things that we'll talk about in the upcoming episodes. So there you have it. That's a very high level overview of where I've come from, some of my background. And what I really want to start talking about are things like resilience, you know, both personal and professional, and strategies, and yeah, and when to take risk, when not to take risk, and what to do when you fail, and what not to do when you fail, and you know, how to take success, because sometimes we get wrapped up in our own successes that we forget that we're not immune to still failing just because you have a success. So let's pick up in the next episode. And why don't we start with resilience in the face of adversity? I look forward to seeing you next time. Thank you.
End of the road, we've come so far. In the circle of life, with Sean, we're stars. From the depths of care to the force we go. In the twists of life, we reap and sow. Journey on through every phase. Find your strength in the darkest of days.